Two initiatives are underway to bring more passenger train service to Western Massachusetts. Officials predict it will strengthen the region's economy by providing connections to large metro areas. Starting in the spring of 2019, a new daily passenger train service will begin operating with stops in Springfield, Greenfield, Holyoke, and Northampton. At about the same time, a feasibility study should be getting underway into the much-discussed possibility of running a high-speed passenger train between Boston and Springfield. Governor Charlie Baker came to Springfield's Union Station on Tuesday to announce a finalized agreement to begin the rail service between Springfield and Greenfield and to seek requests for proposals from engineering consultants beginning Wednesday for the East-West Rail Study.
I believe this is the beginning of a whole series of initiatives that will be incredibly important to this region and to the Pioneer Valley generally, and we are very thrilled to have been able to work so collaboratively with our colleagues, Congressman Neal, Congressman McGovern, and many of the folks in the state legislative delegation to move these initiatives forward.
The announcement came just days before the scheduled launch of expanded train service between Springfield and New Haven on the newly constructed Hartford line. Amtrak will operate two daily round-trip trains, one in the morning and one later in the day, between Springfield and Greenfield on a pilot basis for 30 months, according to Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack.
So we're still finalizing the schedule, but it is designed to ensure that for those who really love train travel, you will be able to take an early morning train from Greenfield to New York and return the same day.
The new rail service will cost Massachusetts $1 million annually. The trains will run on the Knowledge Corridor line on tracks that were rebuilt in 2013 with $73 million in federal stimulus money. Currently, the line is used by just the daily Amtrak Vermonter service. The goal for the pilot Springfield-Greenfield train is 24,000 passengers a year, according to Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
We have to prove the ridership. That's why it's a pilot. But we have every intention of making it work and be sustainable well beyond the 3 years.
Brennan said the goal of transportation planners is to create a high-speed passenger rail network in the Northeast, linking the major metropolitan areas with Springfield as the hub.
What we do with rail in the valley is nothing short of a game changer.
Until Tuesday's announcement, Baker, a Republican, had resisted a feasibility study of East-West passenger rail. He once vetoed the study from the state budget. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow has led a three-year effort in the legislature to get MassDOT to do the rail study.
And this is really a victory for all those activists, all those citizens, all those normal people who are home, who really understand that we can't continue to have an economy that vacuums out the jobs and opportunity from communities like Western Mass and hyper-concentrates them in cities like Boston. We need to spread out the benefits of this new economy. The way to do that is rail.
The feasibility study, which is expected to take 12 to 18 months to complete, will include the possibility of rail service to Pittsfield as well as a stop in Palmer. The Amtrak Vermonter train used to stop in Palmer until it was rerouted to the Knowledge Corridor line that runs parallel to the Connecticut River. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.